The next patient is John Clark. The last name is C-L-A-R-K. Clinical case of an 82-year-old white male that is following this practice because of the presence of a CKD stage 3A. And the patient had some proteinuria. The proteinuria that was detected in April of 2023 was 1 gram per gram of creatinine. And at that time, the patient was switched from lisinopril to irbesartan, 150 milligrams BOBID. And today he comes for a follow-up. The serum creatinine is 1.2, the BUN is 26, the estimated EFR is 56. And interestingly, the protein creatinine ratio is 350 milligrams per gram of creatinine, period. We're going to continue the close observation. If there is a persistent proteinuria after these changes, we are going to consider the administration of SGLT2 inhibitors, number two. The patient has arterial hypertension. After the change to irbesartan, the blood pressure has remained stable. The blood pressure reading today is 140/70. Following number, in checking the CBC, there is a drop in the hemoglobin from 12.4 to 11.3 grams per cent. The only change was that the patient decreased the supplementation of iron that he was taking from 2 tablets to 1 tablet. He's advised to go back to 2 tablets, and we are going to recheck the hemoglobin in about 4 weeks. If the patient continues to be anemic or the anemia gets progressively worse, the workup will be ordered at that time. Following number, arterial hypertension under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia under control. Following number, diabetes mellitus under control. Following number, the uric acid is below 6 milligrams per cent. We're going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. Paragraph, we invested 10 minutes in reviewing the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face, 12 minutes, in the documentations, 8 minutes.